অধম অধম কিছু না বাঁচিল জাতিয়ে দিলে কপোল। প্রেমানন্দ এমন গৌরাঙ্গে হৃদয়ে ধরিয়া বল, গজ গৌরাঙ্গ কহ গৌরাঙ্গ লহ গৌরাঙ্গ নামুরি ভজ গৌ, গজ গৌরাঙ্গ কহ গৌরাঙ্গ লহ গৌরাঙ্গ নামুরি ভজ গৌ।
రాయణ చైతన్య చరితామృత ఆదిలీళ చాప్టర్ 14 చతుర్దశ అధ్యాయ 94
కతదినె మిశ్ర పుత్రీర హాతి ఖడి దిల కత দিনে দ্বাদশ ফলা অক্ষর শিখিল, অল্প দিনে বাল্য লীলা সূত্র এই কইল অনুক্রম, বাল্য বৃন্দাবন ইহা বিস্তারিয়াছেন অতএব এই লীলা সংক্ষেপে সূত্র কইল, অতএব দিনে মিশ্র পুত্রের হাতে খড়ি দিল, অল্প দিনে দ্বাদশ ফলা অক্ষর শিখিল। আফটার সম ডেজ জগন্নাথ মিশ্র ইনাগুরেটেড দি প্রাইমারি এডুকেশন অফ হিজ সন বাই পারফর্মিং দি হাতে খড়ি সেরিমনি। উইদিন এ ভেরি ফিউ ডেজ দি লর্ড লার্ন অল দি লেটার্স অ্যান্ড দি কম্বিনেশনস অফ লেটার্স পারফর্মড বাই শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ। দি 12 ফলা আর কম্বিনেশন অফ লেটার্স আর কল্ড রেপ, মূর্ধন্য, সেলিব্রাও, অণ, দান্তব্য, ডেন্টাল ন ম জ র ল ব রু রু লু লু হাতে খড়ি ইজ দি প্রাইমারি এডুকেশন এডুকেশনাল বিগিনিং অ্যাট দি এজ অফ ফোর অর ফাইভ ইয়ার্স অন অ্যান অস্পিশিয়াস ডে কল্ড বিদ্যারম্ভ মার্কিং দি বিগিনিং অফ প্রাইমারি এডুকেশন দ্যার ইজ এ সেরিমনি ওয়ার্শিপিং লর্ড বিষ্ণু অ্যান্ড আফটার দ্যাট The teacher gives the child a long chalk pencil. Then guiding the hand of the student, he instructs him how to write the letters of the alphabet, O, A, E, etc. By writing big letters on the floor, when the child is a little advanced in writing, he is given a slate for his primary education, which ends when the When he learns the two-letter combinations, which are called phala, as mentioned above. Balyalila sutra yi koila anukrama, yaha vistari achana das brunnavan. This is a synopsis of the childhood pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, placed here with, in a chronological order. Brunnavan Das Thakur has already elaborately explained these pastimes in his book Chaitanya Bhagavata. অতএব এই লীলা সংক্ষেপে সূত্র কহিল পুনরুক্তি ভয়ে বিস্তারিয়া না কহিল আই হ্যাভ দেয়ার ফর মেড ওনলি এ ব্রিফ সামারি বিং অ্যাফ্রেড অফ রিপিটেশন আই হ্যাভ নট এলাবোরেটেড আপন দিস সাবজেক্ট ম্যাটার শ্রী রূপ রঘুনাথ পদে যারাস চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত কহে কৃষ্ণদাস প্রেয়িং অ্যাট দি লোটাস ফিট অফ শ্রী রূপ অ্যান্ড শ্রী রঘুনাথ অলওয়েজ ডিজায়ারিং দেয়ার মার্সি আই কৃষ্ণদাস narrates Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. Bhaktivedanta purports of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, 14th chapter, describing Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastimes. Sumano arpana matrena tam Chaitanya Prabhum bhaje bhajan kare সুমনা সুমনস্ত হি জাতি যদাব্জয় সুমনোহর্পণ মাত্রেণ তং চৈতন্য প্রভু ভজে ট্রান্সলেশন বাই শ্রী প্রভুপাদ আই অফার মাই রেসপেক্টফুল ওবেসেন্সেস অ্যান্ড টু দি লোটাস ফিট অফ লর্ড চৈতন্য বিকজ সিম্পলি বাই অফারিং এ সুমনস ফ্লাওয়ার অ্যাট ইজ লোটাস ফিট ইভেন দি মোস্ট আর্জেন্ট মেটেরিয়ালিস্ট বিকমস এ ডিভোটি শ্রী চৈতন্য জয়ো নিত্যানন্দ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু অল গ্রিস টু লর্ড নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু অল গ্রিস টু অদ্বৈত আচার্য অ্যান্ড অল গ্রিস টু ডিভোটিজ অফ লর্ড চৈতন্য পৌগণ্ড লীলার সূত্র করি গণন প্রভু মুখ্য অধ্যয়ন অগণ্ড বয়সে প্রভু অগণ্ড বয়স মিন্স অফ দি এজ ফ্রম ফাইভ ইয়ার্স টু টেন ইয়ার্স দিস পিরিয়ড ইজ নোন অ্যাজ অগণ্ড বয়স লেট মি নাও এনুমারেট দি অ্যাক্টিভিটিজ অফ দি লর্ড বিটুইন দি এজেস অফ ফাইভ অ্যান্ড টেন His chief occupation during this period was to engage himself in study. Pauganda lila chaitanya krishna syati su vistruta vistarambha mukha pani grahananta manoharaha. Pauganda lila, the pastimes of the Pauganda is Pauganda lila chaitanya krishna syati of Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, Pauganda lila chaitanya krishna syati subhistrudaha. विद्यारंभ मुखा पाणी ग्रहणांता मनोहरा. ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद. पास टाइम्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड ड्यूरिंग हिज पौगंडव एज आर वेरी एक्सटेंसिव. हिज एजुकेशन वॉज हिज चीफ ऑक्युपेशन एंड आफ्टर दैट हिज वेरी ब्यूटिफुल मैरिज टू प्लेस. গঙ্গাদাস পণ্ডিত স্থানে পড়েন ব্যাকরণ. শ্রবণ মাত্রে কণ্ঠে কইল সূত্রবৃত্তি গণ. When the Lord was studying grammar at the place of Gangadas Pandit, he would immediately learn grammatical rules and definitions by heart, simply by hearing them once. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the Lord was given lessons by a teacher named Vishnu and another teacher named Sudarsana. Later on, when he was a little grown up, he was under the care of Gangadas Pandit, who taught him grammar of a higher standard. Anyone serious about studying the Sanskrit language should first learn grammar. It is said that simply to finish studying Sanskrit grammar takes at least 12 years. But once one learns the grammatical rules and regulations very nicely, all of the scriptures or subject matters in Sanskrit are extremely easy to understand. For Sanskrit grammar is the gateway to education. Alpo kale hoila ponji tikati probino. Alpo kale hoila ponji. চিরকালের পড়ুয়া জিনি হইয়া নবীন. চিরকালের পড়ুয়া জিনি হইয়া নবীন. He soon became so expert in commenting on the Panjitika that he could win victory over all the other students, although he was a neophyte. There was a commentary on grammar named Panjitika that was later explained by very lucidly by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Adhyayana Leela Prabhu Naso Vrindavana. Adhyayana Leela Prabhu Naso Vrindavana. Chaitanya Mangale Kailo বিস্তারি বর্ণন. চৈতন্য মঙ্গলে কইল ইন হিজ বুক চৈতন্য মঙ্গল হিজ লেটার বিকেম চৈতন্য ভাগবত. শ্রীল বৃন্দাবন দাস ঠাকুর ভেরি এলাবোরেটলি ডিসক্রাইব দি লর্ডস ফার্স্ট টাইমস অফ স্টাডি. চৈতন্য ভাগবত পূর্ব নাম হচ্ছে চৈতন্য মঙ্গল. দি চৈতন্য ভাগবত আদি লীলা চ্যাপ্টার 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 are a good reference for the studious first times of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tenu, I may ask these first times of Mahaprabhu, if someone hears, if fortunately it enters into someone's ear, his heart becomes immediately purified, cleansed of all material contamination. So one should hear this sweet pastimes, at least this is going on Pauganda Leela, ages 5 to 10 or 12, this Pauganda voice. During this time, the boy gets education, goes to school, begins education and gets education. And Mahaprabhu does so. Vrindavan Das Thakur has described it in so many, this 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, some portions, we will read it. শুভ দিনে শুভ ক্ষণী মিশ্র পুরন্দর শুভ
দিনে শুভ ক্ষণে মিশ্র পুরন্দর
হাতে ঘড়ি পুত্রের দিলেন বিপ্রবর হাতে ঘড়ি পুত্রের This is chapter 6.
Lord Gauranga, like the child Gopal Krishna, performed his playful pastimes in various ways. The time for his formal education approached.
Yes, then next, number 2.
Fixing an auspicious day and an auspicious moment, Sri Vishwa, the most elevated Brahmin, formally placed the writing tour.
বিদ্যারম্ভ ইংলিশ দিস সংস্কার হাতে খড়ি বিগিনিং অফ দি এডুকেশন ইজ ওয়ান অফ দি বেদিক সংস্কার পিউরিফিকেটরি সেরেমনিজ জেনারেলি ইট বিগিনস অ্যাট দ্য এজ অফ 4 or 5 when the Pauganda age begins. And chief occupation during Pauganda age is to get education. So, Purandara Mishra Purandara, Jagannath Mishra, the father of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, did it. In an auspicious day, he performed that sanskara, purification ceremony. So, Mahaprabhu began education. The teacher gives a chalk on the hand of the boy and holding his hand teaches how to write A, B, C or in Sanskrit alphabets O, A, E, Dirghai, etc. Such sanskar has been done to you? No. But it is Vedic sanskara, it should be done. When I was a boy, my father had done such thing. And during this sanskara, 3 things are done. One thing Karna Veda, another thing Chudakarana. Karna Veda means this ear pierced. And another shaving of the hair. The hair that was there from the birth is all saved. Chuda, Karna, Karna Veda, 2 things are included. The purpose or purport of Karna Veda, piercing the ear, means that the boy will not listen anything material. From this day you will start listening Bhagavat Katha, Vedic topics, Paramartha Sikhya Katha. Transcendental topics, no other topics. Understand? Therefore, Karna Veda, the piercing of the ears, is done. Yes. You understand? And it's not done to you. In Western countries, it's not done. So you hear all nonsense. All nonsense. No Vedic teaching, no Bhagavad Katha, no Krishna Katha. So when you are admitted to this school, we have opened here. So we have to do it. So we save you. We save this Chudakaran and we also pierce your ears. That means you only hear this Vedic teachings, Paramartha Katha, Bhagavata Katha, and won't hear other topics, material topics. Do you understand? Therefore, the purpose is to Karna Veda. But nowadays, so Chudakaran saving the hairs that was there from the birth, we put Sikha, whereas my body, they on put sugar, they say clean everything. But we Vaishnavas, Tridandis, we put sugar during this Chudakaran Sanskar. So, kichu se se miliya so, talo bandhu gana. Kichu se miliya so,
talo bandhu gana.
Karna vedho korileno, Sri Chudakaro.
After a few days, the three Sudhakarna ceremony when young Brahmin boys shaved their heads, leaving only a tikka, was performed amid all of Nimai's friends. The Karnaveda ceremony, which marked the beginning of Nimai's Vedic studies, was also observed.
Karna Veda, piercing this portion of the ear, piercing. Yes. With a needle, the barber will come, either this golden needle or silver needle or iron needle, according to one's capacity. Orange and pierce it. And one thread will be, pass through it. You understand? And there will be a knot. That's Karna Veda. And purport what I say, that from this day, the boy begins education and he will not listen to any materialistic topics. Only listen to Bhagavata Katha, Krishna Katha, Veda. Sikhya, Vedic education, you will accept. You understand? That is the purpose. Dushti matro sokolo khyaro likhi jai.
Dushti matro sokolo khyaro likhi jai.
Paramo Nitahya Sarvajani Chaye Paramavis Nitahya
Sarvajani Chaye.
Everyone was amazed that the knight would write down all the alphabet letters immediately on seeing them.
Yes, this is wonderful. The Nimai wrote all the alphabet, just sing. Immediately, Lord. And all people were amazed. Dino dui tine te po rila sarvo phola. Dino tine te po
rila sarvo phola.
Nirantaro likheno kri Snero namo mala, nirantara likheno kri. Rama Krishna murari bho, kundavano mali.
And he spent his time writing many different names of the Supreme Lord Krishna, like Rama, Krishna, Murari, Sanamali, etc. He studied eagerly and wrote day and night.
Day and night, yes. Shishu gana sangye pade vaikunthero rama.
the planet took the guise of the child in mind, studied the other children behavior. Only the most fortunate souls would see his wonderful pastime.
Wonderful pastimes of this primary education, accepting education. Kimadhuri kori prabhu kakha gagha bole Kimadhuri kori prabhu kakha gagha bole Satuni tei matro sarvajiva bole Satuni tei
just hearing the nine sweet
recitation
of the Bengali alphabet.
Ka, ka, ga, gha. Yes, so sweet, Nimai orders. Those who hear, all living entities, they become enraptured. Adhuta karena kira Sri Gaura Sundara
Adhuta karena kira Sri Gaura Sundara
Jakhan ji jai sai param duskaro
Jakhan ji jai sai
And whenever and wherever Lord Gaurasundar performed his extraordinary pastimes, they remained incomprehensible.
Yes. Agase uriya ja, pokhita chahe.
Agase uriya ja, pokhita chahe.
Na paile gandhiya dhu.
Nimai could not catch the bird he saw flying in the sky, then he wept bitterly and rolled in the dust.
Birds flying in the sky. Nimai looks at them and says, yes, get them, give it to me. And cannot get? Then cries and rolls in the dust. Chane chahe akasero chandra tara gano.
Sometimes he cried for the moon and stars in the heaven and thrashed his arms and legs violently if he could not have them.
Sometimes he wants to get the stars and moon, seeing them in the sky, then cannot get.
He thrashed his arms and legs violently.
Santo Nakurino Sobe Kori Nijo Kole
Santo Nakurino Sobe Kori Nijo Kole
Stira Nahi Vishwambhara
Sometimes everyone tried to pacify the child. Vishwambhar would take him in his arms, but the child would refuse to be pacified. Give, give, he would cry.
I want that, give me. Sorry, you are not pacified. This is some descriptions of Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Pogunda Lila. first times of getting primary education. Then next chapter, chapter 7. Chapter 7. There are also some pastimes mentioned, this of primary education of Mahaprabhu. Khela sambariya prabhu jatna kari pade.
Khela sambariya prabhu jatna kari pade.
Dila bheko pustako chapter
115. He restrained himself from playing, and while studying he would not leave his books for a moment.
He never leaves his book for a moment. Yes.
Eko baro jesu tropo riya prabhu ja aro baro ulotiya sobare theka.
After studying any aphorism once, Nimai mastered it so well that when questioned on it, he bettered everyone else. After
studying, once he hears, he gets it. Then?
He mastered it so well that.
He masters it so well, yes.
That when questioned on it, he bettered everyone else.
When question is asked on it, he
bettered everyone else.
Betters.
Yeah, it was better than everyone else.
Better than everyone else, all right. Dekhiya purva budhi sabai prasanse.
Dekhiya purva budhi.
Mata he no bunse.
Sabe bole dhanya pita. Mata he no bunse.
Because of Nimai's extraordinary intelligence, people praised his parents saying, Shri Mishra and Sachi Mata are truly blessed.
Because they have gotten such a son. Santose ko heno sobe Jagannatho sthane.
Santose ko heno sobe Jagannatho sthane.
Tumi to krutartho misro heno nandane.
Tumi to krutartho misro.
To Jagannath Mishra, they said, Dear Mishra, you are truly successful to have such an illustrious son.
Such an illustrious son, yes. Ematasu buddhi sisu maitri bhuvane.
Ematasu buddhi sisu maitri bhuvane.
Gruhaspati jinya ho.
There is not another child in all the three worlds to match Nimai's superior wisdom. he will excel even Sri Brihaspati in erudition.
Oh, praise, huh? Jagannath Mishra, that you are so fortunate to have gotten such a son like Nimai, huh? Is not available in three planetary systems. In education, he will far surpass Brihaspati. Sunilei sarvartho aponi ma khane.
He can present his own spontaneous explanations on any point, but no one is able to defeat his deceptive arguments.
Yes. He presents spontaneous explanation, any point, and no one can defeat him in argument, Yes. Suniya putre ro guno janani hari so.
Mother Sachi was happy to hear about her son's wonderful attributes, but Sri Mishra felt morose once again.
Mother Sachi was happy hearing Nimai's wonderful attributes, but his father, Jagannath Mishra, was not happy. He was morose. Why? Yes. Mishra was morose because he had apprehension that this Nimai will also leave home as his elder brother Vishwarupa, take up sannyas. That is the cause of his moroseness. Sachi prati bole jago natho misro varo.
Sachi prati bole natho natho misro varo.
Eho putro na rahive sansaro bhitoro.
Eho putro na rahive.
This son of ours will never remain involved in our household life, Sri Mishra told Sachimata.
Jagannath Mishra told Sachimata, this Nimai also will not lead household life, take up sannyas and live home. Ei mato viswarupo ori sarvo sastro.
Ei mato viswarupo.
Sansara satyo nahi tilo matro.
Janila sansara satyo nahi tilo matro.
Vishwarupa studied the scriptures just as Nimai is doing now. He understood that there isn't a shred of reality in material existence.
Studying all shastras, Vishwarupa understood no reality in this material world, so he left it. Sarva shastra marma jani Vishwarupa dhiro.
Sarva shastra marma jani Vishwarupa dhiro.
Anitya sansar hoite.
Knowing the essence of all scriptures, our wise Vishwarupa rejected transient material life and went away.
Viswarupa went away. Huh? Jala is the tangent of this material life, and knowing the upper part of all Vedic literature, left. So, Mishra had that apprehension that Nimai would do like that. Better stop his education. Don't give him education, huh? Eho jadi sarva sastri haive jnano vano.
Eho jadi sarva sastri haive jnano vano.
Chariya samsara sukho karive payano.
Chariya samsara sukho karive payano.
If Nimai also learns all the scriptures, he will certainly follow the same path.
Yes, if Nimai read all the shastras, acquire all this knowledge, he will follow the same path. That means he will take up sannyas and leave home. Sansara sukha. He will not be indulged in materialistic enjoyment. That's Mishra's apprehension, Mr. Mishra's apprehension. Ehi putra sabe dui janiro jivano.
Ehi putra sabe dui janiro jivano.
Ihare na dekhile dui janiro moro.
Nimai is all that is left to us. He is our very life. If we lose him, we will certainly leave our bodies.
Jagannath Mishra said, the only child we have is Nimai. Viswarupa has already left. So this Nimai is our life and soul, both of us. Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. If we cannot see him, will die.
Ataiva iharopo riya karjo nai. Ataiva iharopo riya karjo nai.
Murkha haiya ghare maro rahu ko nimai.
Murkha haiya
therefore, he should no longer study. He can be an illiterate child and remain in the house.
Yes. Mr. Mishra said, no need of getting education, no need of studying. Let him murkha, illiterate, and stay in the home.
Sachi bole murkha hoile jibe ko ke mone. Sachi bole murkha hoile jibe ko ke mone.
Murkhe re to konya ona jibe ko jone.
Mother Sachi argued, how will he maintain his life if he remains illiterate? Moreover, no one will give their daughter in marriage to an illiterate person.
Yes. Sachi's mother said, if you are saying to stop his education, he'll become illiterate and remain in home. How can he maintain his life? How can he earn money? Moreover, nobody will give his daughter for marriage to an illiterate person. Education is required. So is education required for this purpose? You are not hearing?
No, sit there.
Why are you not here? Why are you sitting here? Not hearing? What is the purpose of education, getting education? just to maintain one's livelihood and marry? That is the purpose of education.
By Krishna.
Huh?
By Krishna.
What says?
Praying for Krishna.
Praying?
To find Krishna.
To get Krishna.
Get Krishna. Oh. Are you getting Krishna? Have you gotten an education to get Krishna?
Yes.
Here. Huh? And now getting? Oh, now getting. Previously I have not gotten, isn't it? Are you illiterate? Not illiterate. Then you have some education. But that cannot give you Krishna. Material education.
No, not material education.
That was material education, isn't it? What type of education are you getting now here?
Spiritual.
Spiritual education. That's the real education. Material education is not real education. It's known as avidya, ignorance, not vidya. Not education, not education. You understand? Material education is not education, not vidya. Vidya, Sanskrit word, English education, is avidya. Huh? But people accept it as vidya. That is avidya here. Huh? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, jada vidya dutta mayara vaibhava tamara bhajani badha. Mohajana maya anitya sansare jivaku karaye gadha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mahajana, sadhu, acharya says, jada vidya dutta mayara vaibhava tamara bhajani badha. Oh Lord, the jada vidya, material education, what do you say? Opulence of maya. You understand? Maya vaibhava. It creates hindrance, obstacles, impediments in your bhajan, O Lord. Isn't it? Isn't it?
The heck could we read if we didn't learn how to... How could we read through the Prabhupada's books if we hadn't gone to school?
Are Baba. That is the purpose of education. But if you won't do it, only acquire materialistic education, how to earn money, how to enjoy more and more, how nicely fulfill the demands of the body, eating, sleeping, mating, depending. That is the purpose of material education, isn't it? Yes, that's the purpose of material education. So that's not real education. That's avidya. That's avidya, not education. Do you follow? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, jada vidya is the maya vaibhava. That's the opulence of maya. That one becomes more and more attracted towards maya. Material enjoyment. Isn't it? Tumar bhojani badha. It creates great hindrance in Krishna bhajan. Yes. Krishna bhajan. He says. So, here Mr. Mishra said, if Nimai will get this education, Vedic education, and acquire all education, then read all these Vedic literatures, then he can understand the material world is false, temporary, you understand? Not real. So he'll develop detachment to it. As his elder brother Viswarupa, leave home, he'll leave home. Get out of home. This way, his elder brother left us. He'll leave. He's the only son, child. For both of us, he lives, will die, is our life and soul. Better, don't give him education. Let him become illiterate, sit in the home. So she says, Mata says, if he become illiterate, if you have no education, how can he maintain a, earn his livelihood, moreover, nobody will give him a daughter to marry. Isn't it? Yes. That's consideration. Yes. Highly educated person earns nice money, handsome money, yes, so very good job, government job, class one officer, like that, thousands of dollars per month. So I'll give my daughter to him. He can take care, maintain. No earning, very poor, illiterate, murkha, cannot maintain himself. How can he maintain his wife and children? Why shall I give my daughter to him by marriage? These are general considerations when the father gives his daughter to marriage. Such is arguments in that line. Then what Mishra says? Mishra bole tumi to bodho vipro sudha.
Mishra bole tumi to bodho vipro sudha.
Artha karta bharta krishna sobaro rakhita.
Bharta karta bharta krishna
Sri Mishra replied, surely you must be the naive daughter of a Brahmin. The naive daughter of a Brahmin. Naive daughter of a Brahmin.
Naive daughter of a Brahmin. Says to his wife, yes.
You should know that Lord Krishna, who is everyone's protector, has created everything. He will give and take whatever is required.
Krishna is the protector, Krishna is the maintainer of everybody. You should know this thing. Again says, Jagat Pusana Kari Jagatiro Natho
Jagat Pusana Kari Jagatiro Natho
Panditthi Pusaikiva Kahila Tumato
Panditthi Pusaikiva Kahila Tumato.
The entire material creation is maintained by the Lord of the universe, Krishna.
Yes.
Who has misinformed you that mere materialistic knowledge can help maintain anything?
Yes. Understand? In that universe, Jagat, world, maintained by the Lord of the universe, Jagannath or Krishna, who told you that Panditya, material education, will maintain? Who told you like that? Again says, Kiba murkho ki pandito, Jaharo je khane
Kiba murkha ki pandita Jaharo je khane
Kanya likhi ache Krishna Se hoibe apone
Kanya likhi ache Krishna
Lord Krishna is in complete control of everything. He even designs the results of the matching of brides and grooms.
Whom?
Brides.
Even he designs the
results of the matching of brides and grooms. Both
matching bride and bride groom.
Both the learned groom as well as the illiterate groom are given brides.
Yes. All arrangement is there. Krishna makes all arrangement according to one's destiny, karma phala, the result of his previous karma. Murkha gets a wife, Pandit also gets a wife. Understand my language, Mr. Terry. Learned gets a wife, illiterate also gets a wife, according to one's karma phala, and that argument is there. How to say if our Nimai will become murkha, illiterate, and nobody will give him a wife? Isn't it? That Mishra's argument. Again, Mr. Mishra says, Kula vidya adi upo lakshana so kalo.
Kula vidya adi upo lakshana so kalo.
Sabari po sai krishna, krishna sarva kalo.
Sabari po sai krishna.
Lord Krishna is omnipotent and he maintains everyone. Whatever you see as lineage or formal education, etc., are simply semblances of reality.
Huh?
Semblances of reality.
Semblances of reality. Acha. Sakhyate ei kene na dekho amato.
Why don't you take me as an example standing right here in front of you? I possess sufficient learning, yet there is insufficient food in my house.
He said, this is one example. I am a pandit. I have learned. I have gotten so much education, learned many shastras. But I am poor. I am poor. There is no food in our house. So, you say, unless Nimai you get education, cannot maintain. Not that. What is one's karma? According to prarbha karma, what's one's destiny, you get it. So I am learned, I'm scholar, pandit, I've studied so many shastras, still I am poor, I cannot earn money. I have no food for us, he says.
Malmati varna ucha rite ode nare. Malmati varna ucha rite ode nare.
Sahasra pandita gya dekho taro dware.
There are persons who cannot even pronounce the alphabet properly. Yet, see for yourself the thousands of scholars who crowd their doorsteps.
Some rich man, wealthy person, is illiterate. He cannot pronounce the alphabets very well. He was very rich. Many pundits go there to his door. So, yes. Ato evo vidyadi na kori posana.
Ato evo vidyadi na kori posana.
Krishna sesa varpare posana palo.
It is not formal education or other material qualifications that maintain us. Rather, it is Lord Krishna who keeps and maintains everyone.
Yes. Anayase mororoji vana dainyo vine. Anayase Krishna sevi lese ho, nahi vidya dhani.
Krishna sevi lese ho, nahi vidya dhani.
when one has never worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Govinda, how is it possible for him to live in comfortable opulence and meet death in a blissful state? By rendering devotional service to Krishna, we suffer from the pangs of poverty, but we embrace death in a happy state. This is not the case for one who depends on his material knowledge and wealth.
137, you read? 36 and 37. Krishna Krupa Dine Nohe Dukhira Mochana.
Krishna Krupa Dine Nohe Dukhira Mochana.
Akilo Ba Vidyakulo Koti Koti Dhano. Akilo Ba Vidyakulo Koti Koti Dhano.
A person may possess sufficient learning, high birth, and enormous wealth, but without the mercy of Lord Krishna, he can never be delivered from the misery of material life.
Yes. Without the mercy of Krishna, he cannot be relieved from the misery of material life. Though he may have sufficient, immense wealth. Isn't it? I may be highly learned person, educated person, maybe born in an aristocratic family, very wealthy person, still without mercy of Krishna, he cannot relieve of the material miseries. Jar guhe acho evo tam upabhogo. Krishna diachena kon moharoga.
A person may live amid fine sense enjoyment and opulence, but Lord Krishna may also allow him some incurable disease, causing him much misery.
Person may have possessed, very opulent, may have possessed much material opulence, but he has an incurable disease. He cannot enjoy that. Kichu bilo sita nare dukhe puri mare.
Such a person cannot really revel in sense pleasure. He burns with frustration, and I would say he is more miserable than a penniless derelict.
Ate kajani ho thaki leo kichu noy. Ate kajani ho thaki leo kichu noy. Jari jeno Krishna jnan sei satya hoye. Te kona horo chinta putra proti tumi.
Krishna kona horo chinta putra proti tumi.
Krishna pusi vena putra oi lau ami.
Krishna pusi vena putra.
Amen.
not bother yourself thinking about your son's maintenance. I can assure you that Lord Krishna will look after him.
Mr. Mishra said, don't bother about maintenance of son. Krishna will maintain him. Javat sarire prano achoya maro
javat sarire prano achoya maro
tabato tire ko dukho nahi ko haro
As long as there remains life in my body, Nimai will not feel even the slightest sign of suffering.
Yes, we are alive now. As long as we are alive, then there is no suffering for Nimai. Father says, Ama Savar Krishna Achena Rakha Yita Ama Krishna Iva cinta tumi jat mata pratipata
Iva cinta tumi jat mata pratipata
We all have Lord Krishna as our only shelter. Why should you worry when you are a good mother and a chaste and dedicated wife?
Allah. পড়িয়া নাই কো কার্য বলিলো তো মারে
পড়িয়া নাই কো কার্য বলিলো তো মারে
মূর্খ হই পুত্র মোর রহু মাত্র হরে
Press upon you that there is no need for Nimai's studies.
Yes.
Let my son remain in the house as an illiterate.
Let my son remain in the house. No need of getting study. Ata bali putre reda kila misro varo
Ata bali putre reda
বাপু আমার তোর
মিশ্রে শুন বাপু আমার
আজি হইতে আর পাঠ
Having made his decision, Sri Mishra called his son and announced, Nimai, I promise you that from today you are relieved of all studies. You,
no more studies, yes.
You may do as you like.
You do as you like, yes. Do all nonsense.
Whatever you desire, my son, I'm ready to provide. Just stay.
I'm ready to provide, yes.
Just stay in the house and be fully satisfied.
Remain, sit in the house, fully satisfied. Very good, isn't it? অতো বলি মিশ্র চলি লেন কার্যান করো পড়িতে না পায়া প্রভু বিশ্বম্বর পড়িতে না
Shri Mishra left to attend other business, and the Supreme Lord Vishwambhar could understand that his studies had been discontinued.
Yes. Nitya dharma samatano Sri Gauranga Rai
Nitya dharma samatano Sri Gauranga Rai
Nalonghe বাক্য পড়িতে না যায়
না গঙ্গে জনক বাক্য পড়িতে না যায়
As the spring of eternal religious principles, Sri Gauranga was obedient to his father's instruction and did not attend school.
He obeyed father's instruction and didn't go to school. No. Study. Then he did all nonsense. He read out.
Yeah. But the Lord was disappointed and once again took his restless, impetuous way with other young boys of his age.
No study, no education, he'll do all nonsense. Huh? But the Lord was disappointed once again, took to his restless, impetuous ways with other young boys of his age. Both in his own house, neighbor's house, Nimai, smashed, squandered away, whatever found within the reach. Even after dark, Nimai remained away from home the whole evening, performed various pastimes with other young boys, covering themselves with a blanket so they look like a bull. Look like a bull? Nimai and other friends moved around in most amusing manner. During the day, they had seen a small backyard banana plantation, and at night, dressed in their bull costume, they plundered the banana trees. All nonsense, no education, what to do? The owner of the house raised a loud alarm and he saw the bull in his garden. But by the time a crowd was awake to remedy the situation, Nimai and his friends had already escaped. Sometimes they tied the neighbor's doors from outside, so they couldn't leave the house to use the outdoor lavatory. When the people inside the house made a commotion, Nimai would run up. Day and night, the Lord of Vaikuntha and his friends performed endless pranks. There was no limit to Lord Vishwambhara's mischievous deed, yet Sri Mishra never corrected him. Yes, whatever he likes, let him do and stay in the home, don't leave home. One day Sri Mishra was called away on some duty and Nimai felt angry because he was not allowed to study. The pots used for cooking Lord Vishnu's offering were kept outside in a pile up. For cleaning, Nimai decided to sit on top of those contaminated pots. Kindly listen with undivided attention this confidential incident. Devotional service to Lord Krishna is perfected by sincerely hearing the story. Sitting on the pile of contaminated pots as if it was a royal throne, Gaurasundar glanced around with a smile playing on his lips. His golden complexion was spotted by the black spot, black soot from the contaminated pots. He looked like a golden dove smeared by dark, sweet, smelling sandalwood and a guru paste. Several friends went to Mother Satya and found Lord Nimai sitting top of the contaminated pots. Mother Satya was shocked when she saw him. My dear child, there is no proper, that's not proper place to sit. She scolded. Can you not judge between clean and unclean things after all these years? Don't you know that one must bathe after touching unclean parts? Nimai started. You do not allow me to study. How do you expect me to know the difference between clean and unclean? I am just an illiterate Brahmin. Nice argument, isn't it? I am an uneducated fool with no idea of what is clean and unclean. I see oneness in everything, my vision is non-dual. After his speech, Nimai smiled from atop his seat upon clean pots. At that moment he manifested the mood of Lord Dattatreya, Krishna's incarnation as the son of Atri. His mother replied, "Now that you have sat in dirty place, now how are you going to clean yourself?" The Lord Vishwama replied, "Mother, you have an extremely childlike mentality. I am never situated in a contaminated place. Wherever I am, that place becomes most sanctified." That's true, isn't it? Ganga Devi and all other places of pilgrimage naturally reside there, wherever I am, yes. Clean and unclean are imaginary. It is a conditioned way of thinking. What can be the fault of the Creator or His creation? Let us assume something is contaminated according to social etiquette and Vedic ritualistic opinions. If I, the Supreme Absolute Purity, touch it, then what contamination can remain? In reality, these pots are not in the least contaminated because you have cooked for Lord Vishnu. And then, Lord Vishnu's cooking utensils can never be contaminated. On the contrary, they can purify everything and every place simply by the touch. Similarly, I do not reside in the degraded place, nor an amateuristic plane. Everyone is purified by my contact. After speaking the absolute, non-dual truth, just as a child would speak on ordinary topics, Nimai smiled. By the influence of his illusory potency, no one could fathom his words. Yes. Nonetheless, they all smiled condensingly at small Nimai's speech while Satchimata insisted. He came for a bath. Nimai would not leave the pots, so Satchimata coaxed, "Come quickly before your father comes home and learns about all of this." But Nimai was adamant. "If you do not permit me to study, then I will not move from this pot. I am telling you clearly." The neighbors turned to Nimai's mother and inquired, "Why do you forbid Nimai to continue his education?" "Many persons tutor their sons with painstaking care. How fortunate for you that this young boy desires to study of his own accord. Which of your enemies has advised you to keep your son in the house as an illiterate fool?" Nimai is not to be blamed in the least for this situation. Turning to Nimai, they said, "Come, child, if from today you are not allowed to study, then you should continue your work of destruction properly." Sitting atop the pots, Nimai smiled sweetly, and the fortunate souls who saw him floated in an ocean of absolute bliss. Mother herself had to bring the child down. All the while, Lord Gaurachandra, looking like a beautiful blue sapphire, continued to smile sweetly. Nimai spoke the non-dual absolute truth in the mood of his previous incarnation, Lord Dattatreya, but none could grasp the import due to the influence of Lord Vishnu's illusory potency. The pious mother Sachi took Nimai for a bath. Meanwhile, Sri Mishra returned. Mother Sachi told the entire story to Mishra and lamented, "Our son is sorry that he is not allowed to study." Some neighbors petitioned Nimai's father, "Dear Mishra, we know you are a high-minded soul. On whose advice did you permit your son to continue his education? Whatever Lord Krishna desires will always come true. Therefore, discard all your worries and allow your son to study without anxiety. You are truly fortunate that your son wants to learn of his own volition. Therefore, choose an auspicious day, initiate your son with the sacred Brahmin thread, begin his studies again properly. Mishra replied, "You are all my dearest friends. Whatever you decide, I must consent to do." Young Nimai's activities were all superhuman, although everyone saw them with utter amazement. They could never understand their deep mystery. Occasionally, pious and fortunate people came to visit Sri Mishra and informed him of the superhuman qualities of his child. "This child must never be considered an ordinary boy. They would advise, keep him close to your heart with most care." The supreme actor Vaikuntha Nimai frolicked mischievously in his own courtyard. Then, with his father's permission, Chaitanya joyfully resumed his studies. Then, chapter 8, begins from text 26. Navadipe ache adhya pakoshiro mani.
Navadipe ache adhya pakoshiro mani.
Gangadaso pandito je heno sandipani.
Sri Gangadas Pandit, a resident of Navadvip, was a crown jewel among teachers. He was none other than Sandipani Muni, the teacher of Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna.
Sandipani Muni, this is Gangadas Pandit. Dakorono sastrero ekanto tatto vitu.
Dakorono sastrero ekanto tatto vitu.
Tathāyī paḍite putrara samīhito.
Tathāyī paḍite putrara samīhito.
Extremely knowledgeable in grammar, and Nimai expressed a strong desire to study under him.
Yes. Bujhilena putre roiṁ Gita Mishra Varo.
Bhujilena Putre Roi Gita Mishra Varo.
Putra Sange Gela Ganga Daso Dija Varo.
Putra Sange Gela Ganga Daso Dija Varo.
Sri Mishra correctly interpreted his son's indications and went with him to the house of the learned Brahmana, Sri Gangadas.
Yes. Mishra dekhi Gangadaso sambhrame uthila.
Mishra dekhi Gangadaso sambhrame uthila.
Alingana Kariyeko asone basila.
Alingana Kariyeko asone basila.
Sri Gangadas Pandit stood up respectfully on seeing Sri Mishra and went forward to meet him. After embracing him warmly, Sri Gangadas offered him a seat.
That Mishra bole putra ami dilu toma sthane.
Mishra bole putra ami dilu toma sthane.
Poraiba sunaiba sakala apone.
Poraiba sunaiba.
I give my son to you, said Sri Mishra. Please let him read and hear from you and personally teach him everything.
Yeah. গঙ্গা দাস বলে বড় ভাগ্য সে আমার,
গঙ্গা দাস বলে বড় ভাগ্য সে আমার,
পড়াই মু যত শক্তি আছই আমার,
পড়াই মু যত শক্তি আছই আমার।
Gangadas Pandit replied, I feel immensely fortunate because of this offer. I will teach him to the best of my ability.
Shishya dekhi paramua nandi Gangadaso,
Shishya dekhi paramua nandi Gangadaso,
putra pray koriyara খিলা নিজ পাশ,
পুত্র প্রায় করিয়া খিলা নিজ পাশ।
শ্রী গঙ্গাদাস ওয়াজ এক্সট্রিমলি প্লিজ টু হ্যাভ নিমাই এস এ স্টুডেন্ট অ্যান্ড কেপ্ট হিম অলওয়েজ বাই হিজ সাইড লাইক এ সন।
বেশ, যত ব্যাখ্যা গঙ্গাদাস পণ্ডিত করে ন,
গঙ্গাদাস পণ্ডিত
সকৃত শুনিলেও মাত্র ঠাকুর ধরে ন,
সকৃত শুনিলেও মাত্র ঠাকুর ধরে ন।
Simply by hearing Shri Gangadas's explanations only once, Nimai was able to grasp their meaning.
Once hearing, grasp the meaning, yes. Guru rajate ko vakhya karena khandana,
Guru rajate ko vakhya karena khandana,
পুনর্বারো সেই ব্যাখ্যা করে ন স্থাপন,
পুনর্বারো সেই ব্যাখ্যা করে ন স্থাপন।
He could refute his teacher's explanations and then reestablish those same arguments.
Whatever explanation Guru Gangadas Pandit gives, Nimai defeats it. He says, no, this is not correct. Huh? He gives some other explanation. Again, defeating his own explanation, establishes the Guru's explanation. Like, does like this. Yes. Because his Supreme Personality, Godhead, he can do and undo things. No, how can one defeat him? সহস্র সহস্র শিষ্য পড়ে যত জন,
কেন
কারো শক্তি নাই দিবারে দূষণ,
কেন কারো শক্তি নাই দিবারে দূষণ।
Gangadas Pandit had hundreds of students, but none could engage in debate with Nimai.
Gangadas Pandit had hundreds, thousands of students, but nobody could
engage in debate with Nimai.
Yes. Ki adbhuta buddhi guru har sito,
অদ্ভুত বুদ্ধি গুরুভার
সর্বশিষ্য শ্রেষ্ঠ করি করিলা পূজিত,
সর্বশিষ্য শ্রেষ্ঠ করি করিলা পূজিত।
The teacher was extremely pleased with Nimai's extraordinary intelligence and declared him to be the best student.
These are Gangadas, extremely pleased with him, and accepted the best of my students. Jato pade ganga daso pandite ro sthane
soba pade ganga daso pandite ro sthane
sobarai sobari thakur cha leno mukhyo
In the presence of Nimai's arguments, the other students in the school danced like puppets. Danced like puppets.
The students, those who are reading, the Bangalas, Nimai?
In the presence of Nimai's arguments,
the
other students in the school danced like puppets.
Or danced like puppets. All become enchanted, all become defeated also. A lot of students become defeated by Nimai's arguments, all become enchanted also, and all also dance like puppets. Nimai makes them dance like puppets, yes. Sri Murari Gupta Sri Kamala Kanto Namo Sri Murari Gupta Sri
Kamala Kanto Namo
Krishnananda Adiyato Gosthira Pradhano
Amongst Nimai's associates, Sri Murari Gupta, Sri Kamalakanta, Sri Krishnananda, and others like them were prominent.
Sabari chaloi prabhu, phanki jigyasya, sabari Sisu jnani keho kichu na bole hasiya
Nimai defeated everyone by posing tricky arguments on sophism. The older students, considering him to be young, simply smiled without offering any rebuttals.
Nimai was young all our older. So Nimai defeated them. Asked them some questions they couldn't answer. Defeated them. And they just smiled. Oh, he's younger. Ei mata prati dino kodi asuniya
Ani
chale nijo vayasya loiya
Ganga chale nijo vayasya loiya
Each day after completing his studies, Nimai went with the boys of his age to bathe in the Ganga.
Kalu yaro anto nahi Nagadipo pure paru yaro anto nahi
Nagadipo pure
Pari amo dhyane sabe Ganga snano kore
Countless other students in Navadvip who also went to bathe in the Ganga after their classes each day at noon.
Eko adhyapo kero sahasra sisyo gano
Eko adhyapo kero sahasra sisyo gano
Anyo anni padahato
teachers in Navadvip, and each had many students. The students of one teacher would continuously challenge students of other teachers.
Other teacher. Acha. Prathama vayasa prabhu sobhavo chanchalo.
Prathama vayasa prabhu sobhavo chanchalo.
Paduya gonirasa parino kundo.
Nimai was only in his early boyhood, he had a mischievous nature and continually started quarrels with other students.
Nimai's nature is very mischievous, so he continuously
started quarrels
with others. Keho bole tor guru keno buddhi taro. দেখো আমি শিষ্য গার
বলে দেখো আমি শিষ্য গার
One student may say, what intelligence does your teacher have? Another would say, look whose student I am. Another would say, look whose student I am.
One student might say, what intelligence does your teacher have? Another would say, look, whose student I am? That ehi mato alpe alpe hoi gala gali.
Ehi mato alpe hoi gala gali.
Tabe jalo khela pheli.
This way they would begin by being a little abusive towards each other. Then they would splash water at each other and end up throwing sand.
Splash water, then sand. Acha. তবে হয়ে মারা মারি যে যাহারে পারে তবে হয়ে মারা মারি
যে যাহারে পারে
কর্দম ফেলিয়া কারো গায়ে কে হো মারে
কর্দম
fights would break out and boys would beat whoever they could catch. Someone might throw mud on another and then jump on him and beat him as well. Fights would break out and boys would beat whoever they could catch.
Fights would break out and boys would beat whoever they could catch. Someone might throw mud on another and then jump on him, beat him as well. Begins. Fighting, falling. Mischievous activities. Yes. Displaying his extremely restless nature. The water of the Ganga became muddy by the wild wrestling, scoffing of the students. The women could not fill their water containers, nor could the brahmanas, other respected people, take bath. It was mischievous. Displaying his extremely restless nature, Vishvambhara went from one bathing ghat to another, finding in each place an audience of students, an arena in which to debate and dispute at one heart he played the stick game with friends. So nice, mischievous activities, so nice, sweet leelas of Vishwambhara by Nimai as a student. Gaurangira Madhur Leela Ki Jai! Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Madhur Leela Ki Jai! Vidyadhyana Leela Ki Jai! Gaur Pramanandi Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Jai! You released?
Chaitanya Leela is best.
You released?
Relish, enjoy.
So were you doing like this during your childhood days?
Not much, somewhat.
Not.
We didn't have not a river.
Huh?
We only went to the beach, we didn't have a river.
Nor river. You take bath in the our room. Beach. Oh, sea beach.
Sea beach.
Sea beach.
The big waves, like here.
Big waves. So? No mysterious lilas?
Oh, never.
Then she will become angry and take you in the middle and drop. Die! Isn't it? Mahaprabhu's lila? No, like ordinary. Mischievous boy lila, but so sweet, so nectarian, isn't it? Atarni Praveshila, Kule Nirmala Vilaka. Nectarian, so sweet, pastimes of Gauranga, it enters into the ears of some fortunate person, immediately his heart becomes cleansed of all material contamination, becomes purified. Isn't it? Yes. This is the only thing to be heard. Krishna Leela, Gaur Leela, Kahani. Here is there, Srinatang Sokatha Krishna. We have been given these ears. Ears are there only to hear such nectarian leelas of the Lord. Understand? Krishna Leela, Gaur Leela. Open your ear to hear all the Leela. Don't hear material topics. Topics related to material sense enjoyments, political topics, other topics. They are not Krishna Leela, Gaur Leela, Supreme Lord's Leela. Ears should be sought, closed. Ears open to hear this sweet nectar and leela, the pastimes of Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Understand? So Supreme Lord descends here, appears here, and manifests his leelas for this purpose. That should be recorded, that should be read, and should be heard. And so the devotees, Vaishnavas, they'll speak about it. And those are interested, Shushrusu, very much interested, very much eager to hear such transcendental pastimes of the Lord, they get a chance to hear. Someone hears from the bona fide authority, rubber source, Vikrita Vradabhadhu, Vridhincha Vishnu. The heart becomes purified of all material contaminations. In other words, this is medicine. This serves like a medicine for materially affected, diseased persons. Those are affected with heart disease. Heart disease. The lost is the heart disease. Do you understand? Everybody lost, affected by lost. That's heart disease. Incurable disease. No medicine for it. This Krishna Katha, Gaura Katha, Nectarian Leela, first hands of Gauranga Mahaprabhu Krishna are medicines. You understand, Mr. Terry? So, once we hear from the right source, proper source, open his ear and hear, constant attention, then also fortunate person hears with rapt attention, full faith, constant attention, then katha enters into the ear and goes deep to the heart. Thereby his heart becomes purified of all material contamination and his disease, heart disease is cured. Understand? No more heart disease.
Yes. Start to feel something.
Sapinati asu hrudrogo kama. Hrudrogo kama. Kama lost is hrudrogo, heart disease. This is medicine. Understand? No medicine is available in material world. This medicine.
Yeah.